A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
Logos. The word Miramax outlined in blue floats into place above a partially lit view of a city from above. A B&M Media Group and Viacom CBS company. The word Athea appears in bright white letters, shot through with a red beam of light. A mirror reflects a bedroom in shades of pink, decorated with a fluffy rug, a bedspread, and throw pillows. Words appear. Netflix presents a Miramax production. An Athea Entertainment production. Ring lights and phone stands rest on and around a vanity with a mirror. A pale hand feels for a cell phone. In the bathroom, a young white woman removes a clear plastic retainer from her mouth. She brushes her teeth and applies makeup. Back in bed, she picks up her cell phone with a carefully manicured hand. Comments and emojis appear as she live streams.
Good morning, guys. It's me, Paget Head to Toe here, where we talk about makeovers, self-improvement, and how to become the most spectacular you you can be. Now, as I always say, when it comes to makeovers, it's your insides that count. But your outsides are the first thing people see. I didn't get my full 8 last night because I was up studying and, as some of you saw, baking some super delicious treats. So this morning's routine is going to take a little bit extra effort. Wow, okay, you guys have already asked a lot of questions, so let's dive right in. CandyLala09, cute name by the way, wants to know how my morning routine is different after a late night. Great question, Candy. These Bunny Venom Revival Eye Patches are always my fave for eye puff. I had coffee last night, which is super dehydrating, so I'll work in some aloe head-to-toe glow oil to get rid of the dryness, and add a whisper of cream blush. Okay, ZoeWorld88 says she has a giant zit and they're taking her senior pictures in 2 days. Poor thing. Rule number one, never try to pop it with your fingers. Apply a warm compress. Oh, DIY quick fix. Take some soft toilet paper, a little toothpaste, dab it on, dries it right out.
Paget taps her phone and stands. Glossy brown hair falls in waves down her back. She removes her bathrobe to reveal a short chevron dress. She shoulders a pink bag and steps into the kitchen. A white woman in her early 40s sits at a table wearing scrubs.
Hey, another late night?
7 to 7.
How was it?
Well, let's see. We had two heart attack victims, a toddler with a watch battery stuck in her nose.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and a gentleman on meth with a stab wound to the neck.
Yikes. What a nightmare.
Yeah, it was pretty awful. They were just thrashing around, cursing at everyone, spitting on the orderlies.
Man, meth really messes you up.
Oh, no, that was the toddler. Yeah, the guy on meth actually seemed really sweet. You know, until he smiled. His teeth, pretty rough.
Paget opens an envelope.
Yes! I've been waiting for this.
Almost $3,000 for, tell me what you do again? I'm just mostly kidding.
But I just hope that some of it goes towards your college fund, not more of...
Mom.
Those shoes cost more than our dishwasher.
These are Bunny Venom comps. Totally free.
Which reminds me, do you have any idea how my bill from the plumber got paid?
Oh, yeah, I Venmo'd the repairman.
Honey.
What? I saw the bill on the counter, and I figured, I mean, you work so hard to keep us in this school district.
Yes, this amazing school district full of snotty entitled trust funders.
Hey, some of my best friends are entitled trust funders.
Exactly, and then you feel this tremendous pressure to keep up.
You're the one who wants me to go to a college full of entitled trust funders, and I'm actually late to meet the ones who drive me to school every day. Love you.
Paget picks up a pastry box.
Bye.
The title appears. He's all that. Paget exits a small house and runs through the back garden. Texts appear. Pulling up to your place. An elevator. Almost there. Hurry. Need to make a quick coffee run. Paget walks down the front steps of a fancy apartment building.
Break!
A convertible pulls up.
Hi.
Hey. Oh, please tell me those aren't what I think they are.
What?
Croquembouche bush with white cream filling. Sorry, story.
From scratch. And I made them with almond flour because Jordan is gluten-free now.
Seriously?
He's shooting his big video today and I wanted to surprise him.
Oh, right, the big follow-up single. What's it called again?
Turf War in the 424. He's being ironic, I think. Mm. And it's a lot of pressure dealing with all this sudden fame.
Oh, please. The guy's completely gorgeous with 500,000 followers. What does he have to be stressed out about?
I don't know. Why don't you ask him when you see him?
Yes, I'm so down. So where's the set? Hollywood? Beverly Hills?
Canoga Park.
Ew. Isn't that the valley? That's like the valley of the valley.
Buckle up, ladies.
To Jordan, a shirtless teenage white guy wearing gold chains, performs with backup dancers. The live performance transitions to a video on the phone of a teenage girl in a car, Bryn.
But I'm here and I'm about to get paid.
Bryn's long-haired brother Cameron widens his eyes as he drives.
Hey!
Jeeps don't play.
And I mean,
Bryn, I know you can hear me.
Gonna surf ride, yeah, we slay. Nope.
You
never touch my bones.
Why do you listen to that crap all the time?
Jordan Van Drenen's music is not crap, but you haven't even heard his other songs.
Okay, what are his other songs?
He hasn't recorded them yet. You act like you're so above it all, but I think you're just jealous.
Of what?
Jordan's this super popular guy in your grade, and you're just a...
Fountain of truth in a world of bullshit? Yes. You're welcome.
Why do you have to hate everything remotely popular?
No, see, I hate things that suck. Whether they're popular or not is outside my control.
La 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 la. It's Jordan Van Drenen, damn it!
Attention, Cali High Earthquakes. This is Principal Bosch announcing this year's prom theme, Under the Sea. Which really doesn't make sense, because technically you'd be in the sea, not under it. But it's the committee's decision, and I support them.
Dude! We cleaned out all the sun chips.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so.
Cameron snaps a photo of a girl, Nisha.
Where'd you get that shirt?
I found it.
He gives her a look.
In your truck.
Hmm.
What? It looks better on me, man.
Yeah, sure. I'm gonna start stealing your stuff.
So, what's on the schedule for the weekend?
I have work Friday, and then we have that
Jimmy Wang double feature at the New Beverly, right?
You mean the same double feature we saw last weekend?
No, that was Johnny Wang. Right, Jimmy is Taiwanese and Johnny is Chinese. It's totally different.
Right, sounds like more sweaty dudes kicking each other in the nads. How about we go see my friend Jada's band? She's opening up for Bunker Mose at the door.
Isn't she the one who tried to hit me with her ukulele?
You called her music twee and derivative.
Well, it is. Look, I gave her a compliment for keeping her songs under 2 minutes.
Oh my God, seriously.
Cameron waves at Bryn. She ignores him.
She acts like she doesn't even know me.
That's just because she's tremendously ashamed of you.
Bryn walks with two friends.
Hi, little sis. Did you get your Lunchables? Oh, don't forget to take your laxatives, too. The doctor says you need to stay regular.
Oh, my God. You are so evil, you know that?
Did you talk to your parents anymore about our trip? Because I was thinking, what if we start in Portugal instead of Spain, and then we make our way up north from there?
Well, wherever we do end up, as long as we get back by August for my orientation.
UC Riverside, really?
What? I think I'd do really well there without having to work very hard. Plus, it's near Legoland. I effing love Legoland.
Isn't UCSD the one near Legoland?
Nisha, who has light brown skin and purple-streaked hair, stares.
I think I made a huge mistake.
Outside.
This is so cool. I've never been on the set of a music video before.
Try working on one. We're an hour behind. Wardrobe just quit, and I am 90% sure that I'm getting pink eye.
Ew.
Jordan's trailer is this big one here. Make it fast. We're calling him to set soon.
Okay, we'll do it live. So when I cue you, press this button and follow me inside.
Yep, I know how to work a phone. Thanks.
And action. Okay, guys, we're live here. And surprise, we're on the set of Jordan's brand new video in beautiful Hollywood, California.
Canoga Park.
Same thing. I can't wait to see his face.
Hello?
Wow, he is really blasting that music.
Is he listening to himself?
Yeah, so come on.
Padgett carries a plate of cream puffs into a trailer.
Jordan!
Padgett? Padgett?
What are you doing?
What do you think they're doing?
Okay, let's not freak out here, okay?
Oh my God, I'm so, so sorry. I have no idea how this happened. Padgett, I'm such a big fan. I'm Aniston, by the way.
Your name is Aniston?
It's a family name.
Well, you've made them very proud.
Thank you.
You scumbag!
Padgett.
I made you croquembouche!
She flings cream puffs at Jordan.
I even made it with almond flour so you would fart during your precious video!
Followers watch the live feed.
Ooh. Is this why you told me not to visit the set so you could hook up with some backup dancer?
Whoa.
Oh my God! I think I just saw Jordan Van Drenen's thing.
Innocent is not a first name!
Not too shabby, Davey did.
I hate you! After everything we've been through!
Roger.
We're over, okay?
Roger.
You know what?
Padgett's curly-haired friend Alden holds up a phone.
You're still alive.
A snot bubble pops in Padgett's nostril. She knocks the cell phone aside. In bed, Padgett declines a call from her other friend, Quinn.
Padgett, you feeling okay? You missing school today?
Mom, I'm fine.
I just want to be alone.
I went to all the trouble of putting cereal in a bowl with milk.
Lucky Charms? Mom.
I know, it's not really what you eat anymore, but used to cheer you up when you were eight.
Look, I'm just not hungry, okay?
Suit yourself.
Mmm, wow.
And the marshmallows. I forgot about the marshmallows.
Mom.
Give me a break. I've been eating mooselix for 10 years.
Paget glares.
Look, honey, I do know that breakups are hard, especially your first.
It's not just the breakup. I was humiliated.
I know that it feels like the absolute end of the world now, but I can promise you with absolute certainty that it will get better.
But when?
3 months, maybe a year, 5 tops. Even if it's just you and me for the rest of our lives, what do? We get a couple of twin beds, fierce matching jumpsuits, a couple dozen more cats. It would be great.
Paget smiles.
Think about it.
She answers a video call from Quinn.
Hey.
There you are. I was so worried.
We missed you at dance practice.
Sorry, I saw you
call it. I've kind of just been
avoiding life. Can't say I blame you.
Why did I have to go live? And why did Alden keep recording?
Because you always go live, and Alden must have been in shock.
Yeah, well, at least everyone got to see what an asshole Jordan is.
Yeah, I guess.
You guess?
No, I mean yes. You're totally right. Yes.
Q, what's going on?
Nothing. It's just, I guess you haven't looked online today?
Paget opens her laptop to find nasty comments about her outburst, including hashtag you get what you desert. And I can't believe she assaulted that poor girl with a pastry.
Paget? Hello? Are you still there?
I think I'm gonna be sick. How could this happen?
Hey, so like a few people are being kind of mean.
A few? Bubble girl? Who's bubble girl?
You are.
How am I bubble?
In a video loop, the snot bubble goes in and out of Paget's nose.
Oh my god.
Paget, listen to me, okay? Everything's gonna be just fine.
How could you say that? I'm a joke. I'm a punchline with a disgusting mucus-themed nickname. I'm... Oh, no.
Who is it?
It's Jessica Miles Torres from Bunny Venom. Jessica! Hi, what's up?
You're going viral in the wrong way.
Okay, so you saw the video, and while it is unfortunate...
Unfortunate? My ex-husband's hiking accident was unfortunate, and he was mauled by bears.
Oh my god, is he okay?
Better than you. But honey, I get it. I can sympathize. You were betrayed, mistreated, humiliated.
So you do understand.
Of course. The difference is you completely lost it in front of, like...
a lot of people. I know.
According to my assistant, 217,463. Look, we pay you because you're the makeover girl.
People buy products that you recommend.
And I'm still that girl.
No, you're a meme. You're bubble girl.
And mucus is just not on brand for us.
But I'm sure you can get another endorsement, maybe with
an antihistamine company.
So wait, you're pulling my sponsorship? That's really problematic for my college.
Listen, people want Paget head to toe, not head to nose.
Look, I know I've lost a lot of followers, but I can get them back. I just need a chance to redeem myself, that's all.
Sweetie,
I am your biggest supporter. No one has more faith in you than I do. But until you turn things around, don't talk to me. Love ya.
At the high school, Alden and Quinn sit facing each other.
Look, no one feels worse for Paget than I do.
But you gotta admit, she kind of brought it on herself.
You're saying she deserved it?
No,
Jordan humiliated her.
Okay, I did not say deserved, but after years of this 4.0 hot boyfriend, insta-perfect corporate sponsor trade, I mean, something had to give.
What had to give?
Paige, hi.
Hi.
We thought you might be taking a personal day.
No, I'm fine.
Hey, bubble girl, you need me to pop that thing for you?
Back off, sleazeball!
Wow. Unbelievable. I'm the victim. How is Jordan not a complete pariah now?
I checked his profile earlier, and his numbers are actually going up.
Okay, that's ridiculous. I mean, who the hell does he think he is? When I first met him, his real name was Jordan Dickman. 120 pounds of bad skin and tragic hair.
Oh my god, and those clothes? The puff collars and that hideous rope necklace.
Do you remember how we started every conversation with, yo, yo, what's the hat?
What's the hat? God, I know it sounds conceited, but makeovers are my thing.
Exactly.
And I made that guy.
Oh, really? So why don't you just make another Jordan?
Attention earthquakes, the big night's coming up, so don't forget to vote online for your prom king and queen. A tremendous honor they'll always remember, unless they throw up in their date's shoe in the limo and remember that instead. Kidding, just kidding.
That's it!
You're gonna create another internationally renowned egomaniac?
No, but I will create the next prom king.
Just to piss off Jordan?
Pissing off Jordan will be a bonus. This will be me proving that once again, I can take anything or anyone and make them popular. And once we win prom king and queen, I'll give back all my followers and my sponsorship.
Wow, you make it sound so easy.
You don't think I can do it?
No, but I do think it'll be fun watching you try.
A bet.
Not just a bet, the bet. You know, the one we always talked about.
Guys, that sounds a little extreme.
Are you sure that's a good idea?
Sure.
It'll just make it more fun when I win.
Okay,
I'm in.
Good. Now I just have to pick the guy.
You? No. See, that's the fun part. Just so you don't make it too easy on yourself, we'll pick the loser.
Stop talking.
They walk to a railing and look down at a guy with a thin mustache.
Oh, perfect.
Lucas Fletcher? He's a criminal. Look, he's conning those poor ninth graders.
Yeah, it's probably just guilt chips. Everybody knows not to trust Lucas.
Intriguing.
He does have a pretty badass car and a lot of female followers.
I mean, the danger factor can be attractive.
Yeah.
Lucas looks up at them.
Next.
In a science lab.
Ladies and gentlemen, today we will be discovering...
How about him?
Sebastian Wu? Loose lab coat, little product in his hair. Who knows?
It says here he just sold an app to a big gaming company.
Oh.
He's gonna be like, shoot cars in the space rich.
Using a mixture of both.
Alden smiles at Sebastian. Paget winks. Oh. An item in his hand catches fire. In black and white photos, students kiss, roller skate, and chat. Cameron names his camera into a trash can.
Queller, what the hell are you doing?
Just taking pictures of what the wastrels at this school throw away.
So now you're photographing garbage.
Okay, come on. Look, I mean, there's a perfectly untouched orange next to a discarded math textbook. I mean, it speaks volumes, right?
Does it?
Nisha scrunches her nose.
Hey, what about him?
Oh, that's Cameron something.
Queller, I think?
Weird. He's nowhere to be found.
Wait, he made one tweet in 2019 and all it said was no.
It's like he doesn't exist.
He kind of just seems like he hates everybody. Except for her.
Nisha Mundium?
I always thought they were dating.
Doubtful. Pretty sure she's gay.
Jordan and his friends pass Cameron. Jordan throws away a milkshake. It splashes Cameron.
My bad, bro. Fascists.
He is a total disaster. Weird, arrogant, antisocial.
Paget looks at Quinn and Alden. They smile and nod.
Great.
Nisha blots at Cameron's shirt.
Scumbags. That's it.
We should totally get those guys.
No, they can't help their little reptile brains.
You serious?
Besides, I like to think of myself more as a pacifist.
Sorry, you? A pacifist.
Well, I may have occasionally been a little provocative.
You think?
Cameron glares at Jordan.
Put a shirt on, dude.
Jordan's friend slams a locker in Cameron's face.
I don't want to stare at your underwear while I eat, dirtbags.
Jordan throws food at Cameron.
You posers call this music? Please.
Get off my stage.
Jordan's friends toss Cameron onto a trash can.
I don't know, maybe you could, like, tone it down a bit?
No. They're assholes, and I remind them that they are. It's my place in the ecosystem.
On a new day, a pickup truck drives on a tree-lined street. Wearing strappy wedge sandals, Paget strides forward purposefully. The truck pulls into a parking space. Cameron drives, with Bryn in the passenger seat.
Cam, that's Paget Sawyer.
Paget waves.
Hi! Cameron, right?
Yeah. Can I help you with something?
I'm Paget. We were in Senora Parker's Spanish class together, remember?
Yeah. Guess so.
Hola!
Hi.
Good times.
Cameron turns away.
Wait, where are you going?
I thought you were finished.
No, sorry. I was just wondering... You're a photographer, right?
Yeah.
So, the Cali High Car Wash is next week and...
No,
You didn't let me finish.
I'm sorry, yes, please finish.
We need someone to take pictures for the school. But it's a fundraiser.
Okay, for what? Is it cancer research or homelessness?
Actually, the prom.
Okay.
Is that funny?
No, it's sad, actually, but good luck with that.
Oh my, I'm so sorry about him. He's literally like that with everybody.
How do you know him?
He's my brother. Just by blood, though, so.
If you don't mind, I'd rather not publicize it.
Sorry, I don't think I know.
Oh, Bryn Queller, sophomore. Yeah. I just have to say, I think you're amazing. I mean, it sucks what happened to you. Jordan is such a dick. Unless, of course, you're getting back together with him.
No, in that case. It's fine. He is a dick. Is your brother one, too?
No, not a dick. But he does tend to be a bit, misanthropic.
I sense that. So if he doesn't like people, what does he like?
Oh, let's see. Photography, allegedly.
Allegedly?
No one ever gets to see any of his pictures, so.
What about music?
Only weird old stuff no one else listens to. Like, Bad Brains, Bad Religion. Really just anything with bad in the name.
Wow, what about movies?
Same thing. Everything's Kurosawa, Kung Fu, or Kubrick.
Oh my, that is a lot of K's.
So, why are you suddenly so interested in my brother? I mean, don't get me wrong, I love him and all that, but that's just because I have to.
Curiosity, I guess?
Horses.
I'm sorry?
He loves horses. He works every day before school at Will Rogers Park.
So, like a cowboy, huh?
No, more like a horse girl. He kind of cried when he found out unicorns weren't real.
Paget approaches a large stable.
Cameron! What a weird coincidence.
Well, I'm here every morning, so I'm pretty sure the only weird part is you.
Fair enough. I was hoping to take a riding lesson this morning, and I figured since you and I are friends...
Friends?
In the sense that we go to school together.
It's kind of a loose definition, don't you think?
Look, I have a lot of work to get done before school,
so... let me help. Then if there's time afterwards, we could squeeze in a lesson.
You don't even know what the job is.
That's okay. I am at your service.
She shovels manure.
There's just so much of it. Ugh. What do horses eat, anyway?
Well,
that one Jimbo over there, he likes Chipotle.
Gilly prefers sushi. Just horse feed, hay, grass mostly.
Well, this one must have eaten an entire soccer field.
Well, you offered to help. But now I'm starting to think you've never shoveled crap before.
Only out of a litter box. And this dump is bigger than my cat. So... you really come here every day before school?
Yep, ever since I was 14.
Paget takes a selfie.
Wow, you really want to chronicle your post-poop cleanup look?
I chronicle everything. It's my job. So, how about that lesson now?
Cameron checks his watch.
I guess a deal's a deal.
He saddles a horse.
So, do you have any previous riding experience?
Just one time at a birthday party when I was 5, but I think it was a baby horse. Or maybe not a baby, but... it was small. Does that count?
No, I believe the word you're looking for is pony, and no. Anyway, this is Gilly. He can be a little temperamental, so what are you doing?
I'm letting him smell my hand. It's like a handshake for horses. I did my research last night.
Gilly paws at the ground.
Whoa, why is he doing that?
Actually, it means he likes you.
Oh, well, guess he has good instincts.
Right. Let's try mounting up. So come over here. Put your left foot in the stirrup here. Now grab the reins with your left hand and use your other leg to pull you up and over.
I'm a natural, right?
Not bad.
Paget leans down and takes a selfie.
Seriously? More?
I'm just capturing the moment.
You can't enjoy this without sharing it with like 500 strangers?
500? Try 887,132. And they're not strangers. They're followers.
Followers? You mean like a cult?
No. Not like a cult. Just people who are devoted to me and totally guided by my advice as to how to live their lives. I'm joking. I was just taking a picture. You take pictures? What's the difference?
Too vast to even explain. Now, come on off the horse.
What? That's it? We're done?
No, I just want you to practice getting on and off a couple times.
Oh, okay.
Paget slides partway off the horse.
Whoa! Hold on.
Cameron grabs Paget. They fall. Her arm lands in manure.
Disgusting.
Sorry for laughing. It's just, I've never seen such an uncoordinated dismount. I mean, aren't you captain of the dance team?
She slings manure at him.
What? It's mostly grass, right?
At school, Paget watches Cameron and Nisha from a hiding place.
Attention, earthquakes. A reminder to buy your prom tickets where the dance team will be performing their annual dance presentation. A tradition I still don't understand, but it's the committee's decision, and I support them.
I figured instead of starting in Portugal, start in Amsterdam.
Queller, can we maybe do this later? I have a French quiz.
But these are like the best fairs I've seen in months. Just, give me your phone.
What's wrong with yours?
Really?
He holds up a flip phone.
Your aversion to technology is starting to become a character flaw.
Hey, guys.
Hey?
I just wanted to say thank you for this morning. My butt is so sore. I could barely walk. Things got messy.
Context, please?
I gave her a writing lesson.
I bet you did.
Horse riding.
Mm-hmm. Part of one. Anyway, and as a way of saying thanks, there is a karaoke party this Saturday at my friend Quinn's house, and I was hoping you guys could come.
I don't.
We'll be there.
Perfect. So, Cameron, should I, like, SMS you the address?
Quiller's phone is an antiquated piece of crap. Why don't you just send it to me?
Awesome. Okay. Okay, I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Totally.
Paget walks away.
What the hell?
You've been talking about wanting to go on all these exotic adventures around the world. Why don't you just think of this as a adventure close to home?
Teenagers in bathing suits mingle outside a white, boxy seaside house with a large pool. Cameron and Nisha enter the yard wearing jeans and layered shirts. Alden and Quinn sing karaoke.
Oh, wow, it's a pool party. Why didn't you tell me?
Because nobody told me. I mean, what are we even doing here? You know, come on.
Whoa. Eating free Pizza Hut is what we're doing. Besides, when do you get to make fun of these guys in their own natural habitat?
That's true.
I mean, Exhibit A. Now that is rough.
I know that you may be just a bit jealous of me.
Yeah, it sounds like they're constipated, but for some reason they're happy about it.
Great! You guys came!
Yes, we did.
Yeah, this is cool. You do this often.
It's kind of a pre-prom thing, so we can work on our tans. But I'm going to college in New York, so won't be doing this next year. Where are you guys going?
Yeah, I'm kind of opting out of that whole thing.
Oh, like a gap year?
Yes, exactly like a gap year, followed by another gap year, and then a gap life.
Queller doesn't believe in college.
Really?
Well, I believe it exists. I just think it's a huge waste of time and money.
So, any idea what you're gonna sing? I mean, everybody's got their go-to karaoke song, right?
No.
Let me guess, you're gonna opt out of the whole singing thing, too?
The boy is mine.
A DJ grimaces.
Wow, thank you, ladies. I can't tell you how much I enjoyed that performance. Nobody can. All right, who's up next? Paige Sawyer!
Guess it's my turn. Wish me luck.
All right, nowhere to go but up from there.
We gotta see this.
Paget wears a floral bikini and a short sarong.
Until we die, you and I will be young forever.
She does a choreographed dance.
Feel like I'm living a teenage dream the way you turn me on.
Wow. I don't even know why she bothers with college. She might as well just get a residency in Vegas, am I right?
Cameron's eyes stay glued to Paget. A smile plays on his lips.
Stops when you look at me.
Nisha eyes him.
Oh, my God.
What?
You're enjoying this. You're enjoying her.
What? No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Oh, my gosh, I'm Jordan.
Are you serious?
What?
I invited him, but I didn't think he'd show up with her.
Paget spots Jordan with his arm around Aniston.
She's a funny friend.
She's a girl.
What's going on?
Jordan's her ex. He totally humiliated her in front of like a zillion people. My God, she's dying up there.
Cameron takes the stage and grabs a mic.
I really don't think you should go. Quiller, this is a truly awful idea.
You make me feel like I'm living a teenage dream.
You're right,
Quiller. I can't sleep. Let's run away and don't.
That's the bad guy.
Yeah.
Who is this?
Multiple partygoers hold up their phones. Paget's follower count grows from just below 900,000 to nearly 901,000.
They're actually kind of good.
Jordan looks around.
I'ma get your heart racing in my skin tight jeans. Be your teenage dream tonight.
Jordan pulls his hand from Aniston's and heads towards the stage. Quinn and Nisha grin at Paget and Cameron.
They got all that on camera. That was actually amazing.
Yeah, I know, right?
Thanks for having my ass. I mean, saving my back. Having my back.
On stage, Aniston shakes her butt at Jordan.
And I'm pretty sure that is my cue to call for a car.
No, don't do that. We'll give you a ride.
We will?
Yeah, it's no problem at all.
Can I get some KFC to go?
Yeah, sure.
Awesome.
And Cameron's truck.
You know, you should really rethink that whole no singing policy. You have a really great voice.
Cameron was in the Glee Club.
What?
I didn't know it was a secret.
Glee Club? At Cali?
No,
I didn't think Cali had
no,
a
No, it was at my old school back in Wyoming. It was either play football or cow tipping.
Or Glee Club.
Yeah.
I get it. Oh, this is me.
Padgett discreetly tucks a shiny item from her purse into the door pocket.
Oh, this is you? My cousin lives here. Her name's Kaya Mahan. She's a junior at high
Actually, we're new to the building, so we haven't really met anyone yet. But, thanks for the ride. And thanks for coming today. I hope it wasn't too, you know, weird.
Oh, that's okay. Weird's totally our thing.
Nisha climbs out.
Okay, then. See you later.
See ya.
Hey, Padge.
Yeah.
I just gotta say, even though you're incredibly hot, you're not the complete monster that I thought you'd be.
Thanks.
But Cameron is like a brother to me, so I have to say, if you do anything to hurt him, I'll put a croquem bouche in your croquem vase. You feel me?
Okay.
Don't forget!
Nisha returns to the truck.
I really like her.
Bryn sits at a kitchen counter in a modest house.
Oh, look who's up. How was your Saturday?
It's okay. Why?
Do anything interesting?
Not really.
Well, more than 2.6 million TikTok viewers beg to differ.
Cameron spits chocolate milk.
Ugh.
Are you kidding me? Why didn't you tell me you had a date with Padgett Sawyer?
Trust me, it wasn't a date. The whole thing was just a freakish aberration.
Okay. A person who is way out of your league is spending time with you. Take the win and claim it as a date. And speak of the devil herself. Padgett, hey.
Bryn, hi. Sorry to bother you, but I think I left something in your brother's truck yesterday, and I don't have his number.
Oh, yeah, no problem. No, we were just talking about you. He's standing right in front of me. Do you want to talk to him?
Actually, I was hoping I could swing by now to pick it up.
Yeah, sure. When do you want to come? Oh, like now. Okay, yeah, hold on. You might want to change.
Waiting on their porch, Padgett gets a call from Jessica Miles Torres.
Jessica, hi.
Hey, Padgett. Saw the duet. 2.6 million views? Who's the new guy? A little scruffy, but cute.
Well, just wait until I'm done with his makeover.
Ooh, go on.
I'm gonna make him more popular than Jordan Van Dranen.
Really? Well, if you do that, then we're back in business. But I'll believe it when I see it. Love ya.
Love ya.
Rin opens a box in the kitchen.
Thanks again. These things are always slipping out of my bag.
Yeah, that's no problem.
So listen, since I'm already here, I was wondering if...
What's all this stuff?
Gifts from Dad. Just got here.
Great.
Gifts? What's the occasion?
Nothing. Stupid.
Our dad lives in Sweden, and once a year he sends us these all-in-one presents. Kind of like Christmas and Hanukkah and our birthdays all smushed together.
Seriously?
A doorstop?
Coloring books, Legos, and Swedish... Helga Barbie.
Quite a haul, if you're eight.
At least he's trying.
I disagree.
Well, it's the thought that counts, right? Not that it's my business.
Did you need something else?
Actually, yeah. I was hoping you could give me another writing lesson.
When?
Now?
Now? Yeah. You're in luck. I was on my way to the
States. Hey, I thought you were going to watch the Blue Bloods marathon with me.
Sorry, Guillermo.
That's okay. I'll get started without you. Tommy Selleck waits for no one.
We better go.
Bye, guys.
Padgett and Cameron ride horses in a green pasture.
Starting to get the hang of this, huh?
Just takes a little time and practice, that's all. Everyone's always in a hurry.
Oh, and you aren't?
What's that supposed to mean?
I don't know. I mean, it seems like you can't wait to be done with high school.
Yeah, that's true.
I used to be like that, too. But now that I lost my sponsorship, I don't even know if I'll be able to pay for college.
Damn, that sucks. Sorry. Glad it won't take much money for me to bum around, see as much of the world as I can, take as many pictures as I can.
That actually sounds amazing. I would love to travel someday. I've always wanted to see Paris.
You mean you want to take pictures of yourself in Paris so your followers would know you went there?
Should I just do what you do and take rolls and rolls of pictures and never show anyone?
Wait. How do you know?
Britton told me. You know,
No one would have ever heard of Deanne Arbor, Sir Ansel Adams, if they just hid in their darkroom all day. What?
I just can't believe you actually know those names.
So, how about it?
How about what?
Your pictures. When do I get to see them?
I'm thinking never.
Oh, come on. You show me yours and I'll show you mine.
Oh, everyone has seen yours. Sorry if that came out way dirtier than I intended it to. I'm just really private, that's all. But if you really want to see what I do.
Yes.
Okay.
In a palatial building.
So you've really never been to Union Station?
Honestly, I didn't even know this was here. Is that terrible?
Yeah, kind of.
It's like a classic old-timey train station.
Well, it's actually a working train station where people take trains.
He shoots photos of a security guard eating an ice cream cone.
Then again, you don't strike me as a public transportation type.
I carpool to school.
In your friend's Lexus.
He spots a shoeshine man.
Hey, Mr. Cahill.
Hey, Ken.
This place is amazing. I guess I never come downtown because it's always so crowded.
Well, with street photography, crowds are the whole point. It makes it easier to blend in.
People don't mind you just taking their picture?
Well, it depends. Sometimes I ask permission, sometimes I don't. But after a while, you kind of develop a sense of when it's okay to shoot.
He snaps pictures of an elderly Japanese man. Subtitles appear. I'll ram that camera up your butt.
And when to run.
At the station coffee bar.
Thanks, Jen. Mm-hmm. Here you go. Hey, jeans and Nutella latte are insane.
They each sip from a paper cup.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, are you actually smiling?
What?
I don't know. I've never seen you like this.
What do you mean?
Well, at school, you're this really reserved person. Mm. But at the stables or here with your camera.
Oh, maybe it's because
no one in those places ever keyed the word loser into my truck door or put a fetal pig in my backpack.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
High school's just a bunch of scared people pretending to be something they're not. But this place is real. You know, just like horses, best bullshit detectors in the entire animal kingdom.
So what about Gilly? Does he think I'm full of crap?
You think I'd be here with you if he did?
They smile at each other.
Sorry things are so bad for you at school. Guess I'd be in a hurry to graduate too.
Yeah, and I'm really only doing it so my grandmother doesn't freak out.
Yeah, why do you and Bryn live with her? Sorry if that's...
No, it's okay. Well, you know our father lives in Sweden, his choice.
Mm-hmm.
And after our mom died...
Oh, I am so sorry.
Yeah, it's 4 years ago. Plane crash. She was dating this guy named Marcus who flew a turboprop. And one Saturday morning, they were on their way back from Laramie. And,
You must miss her a lot.
Yeah, Mom was awesome. In fact, she is the one who gave me this camera.
So that's why you love it so much.
Yeah. So what about your family?
Well, my parents are divorced.
Okay.
My dad lives in Florida with his new family. And I'm here with my mom.
Okay, what does she do?
She's a nurse.
Hmm.
I've never told anyone that before. She works her ass off to give me every opportunity in the world. And sometimes I'm scared I won't be able to make it up to her. Hey, did I say you could do that?
No, but that's the whole idea of a candid shot. I mean, if you know I'm gonna take a photo, then you gotta fix your hair, and then you do that whole duck face thing. Yes, that's exactly it.
A text from Alden. How's our bet? Ready to be branded a loser? Paget, why are you scared? Alden, heard it's painful. Call me about the party.
Is that an emergency?
Sorry. Depends. Are you free next weekend?
Why?
It's my friend Alden's birthday, and she's having a theme party.
Okay, what's the theme?
It's Drop It Like F. Scott. It's a Great Gatsby thing.
Yeah, she does realize that those parties in the book represent the shallowness of the ruling class, right?
Sadly, that is the appeal.
Okay.
So what do you think? You down to get bougie together?
Yeah. Can I bring some people?
Sure. Yeah, bring whoever you want.
Bryn, Paget, Cameron, Anisha, and Venice Beach.
I can't believe I'm actually saying this, but I have the best brother ever.
He has his moments. Okay, it's a Roaring Twenties theme, so there's a million ways we can go with this.
Yeah, but we're only gonna try like three, right?
Don't listen to Cam. He's been wearing the same three plaids since 2017.
At least I alternate.
I get it.
You found a look that works for you. But like I tell my followers, sometimes bold can be your bestie.
You actually say that? Out loud to people?
Come on.
The girls ham it up and make faces as they try on hats. Cameron stares up sullenly. Brynn poses with a pink scarf. Nisha works a feather boa. Paget holds a fur stole. Cameron frowns with a shawl draped around his neck. The girls try on low, strappy heels and dance around. Cameron stands wearing a pair of brown wingtips. The girls pose on a stairway in gowns, posing for videos. Cameron refuses various jackets offered by salespeople, then finally shrugs and unbuttons his shirt. Paget records with her phone as he takes it off to reveal a lean, muscled torso. He catches her looking. She smirks. Outside.
Okay, now don't tell me that wasn't fun.
It wasn't. Okay, fine, it wasn't terrible. I put it somewhere between getting my wisdom teeth out and that Harry Styles show last year.
Wait, you saw Harry Styles?
He took me for my birthday.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Okay, the point is, we got our clothes and we're done now, right? Oh, God, what now?
Paget does his hair.
You're absolutely sure this is necessary?
Well, we want to complete the look, right?
Oh, definitely.
Out now.
Fine.
Okay, the most important thing for you to do now is trust me.
You've done this before?
Literally thousands of times.
Really? You shaved the guy's face?
Sorry, can't hear you.
Paget runs a pink and white gadget to his upper lip. He scrunches up his face. Paget stands with her face inches away, her smiling lips full and red. He eyes her sideways. She beams. She combs out his long hair and snips. Hair falls to the floor. Paget paces in Cameron's kitchen. Brynn waits calmly, smiling. Nisha eats from a bowl.
I can't believe you got him to do this. He must really like you.
No, I'm just really persuasive. How's it going in there?
It's really kind of hard to say.
Oh, come on, just come out.
Okay.
Cameron emerges in a pinstripe suit. His hair sweeps back from his clean-shaven face. Paget records him. They lock eyes. She smiles gently. Enthusiastic comments light up her live stream feed.
Wow, you are good.
How do you feel?
Like I just lost Dancing with the Stars.
Well, if I didn't know any better, and you weren't my brother, I'd say you look pretty hot. Right, Paget?
Yeah, sure.
Cameron grins. At night, the four pull up to a mansion decorated with searchlights and a huge banner. Happy birthday, Alden.
Very subtle.
Wow.
Your camera? Really?
What, this is literally the only time I'm gonna be doing something like this. Might as well document it, right?
Hey, everybody. Paget Head to Toe here, outside of Alden Pierce's 18th birthday party. If you can't already tell, the theme is Drop It Like F. Scott. I'm here with my amazing new friends, Cameron, Brynn,
hi guys,
and Nisha.
Cameron and Paget stroll into the party. Girls stop and stare at Cameron as he passes. Paget smiles.
This is insane.
You're hot now. Get used to it.
No, I was talking about the party.
Hordes of teenagers, dressed in roaring 20s style, dance and mingle. A partygoer dives into a pool. A huge sparkling decoration like an 8-foot-tall cake rests near the pool.
This one's teeny compared to her sweet 16. We went to the beach in Turks and Caicos.
Can you believe this?
Paget, hey!
Alden looks Cameron up and down.
Hi, I'm Alden, birthday girl.
Yeah, we've met.
Oh,
I'm sorry, I gotta ask, what are you drinking?
Oh, it's my signature B-Day mocktail. It's got cranberry juice, fresh raspberries, cherry pop rocks. Hi, I just wanted to say happy birthday and thank you so much for inviting me.
I'm sorry, who are you?
Brynn Queller. I thought I
was... Hey, we're gonna go get some drinks and we'll see you guys in a bit.
Cameron pulls Brynn away.
Bye.
Paget, I don't know what you did to that Cameron guy, but damn. What you did?
She means his costume. And Cameron did that himself.
Nisha leaves.
Wow, you might just win this bet after all.
Yeah, if you don't blow it for me first, I guess we'll see who's gonna be a loser for life.
We'll see.
So, Aniston just bailed on you, bro? Yeah, bro.
Inside.
I was on my way to pick her up, and she just texted me and said it's over. Said she's going to Brent Rivera's birthday party with that other dude.
That sucks, bro. That Aniston chick was hot. If I were you, I'd be crying too.
It's okay. My fans love my vulnerability.
Jordan's friends look at each other.
Wait, you guys aren't recording?
Oh, shoot, my bad.
Oh my God.
Guys.
All right, come on. I need another take.
Okay, got this.
Jordan licks his lips and screws up his face.
Damn, I lost it. Always be recording,
my bad.
All right?
That was my fault.
I still can't believe she ditched me for some rando loser who's only got 318,000 followers.
Well, he does play for the Clippers.
Yeah, that's pretty dope. That's pretty
cool. Outside, Cameron snaps photos. He spots Padgett dancing and smiles. She beckons to him. Padgett strides toward him.
Don't tell me you're actually having fun.
Why would you say that? This party is ridiculous.
You're having fun.
She pulls him onto the dance floor. Quinn watches from a balcony.
Hey.
Nisha joins her.
Nice costume. Didn't think I'd see another Jordan Baker.
Daisy is so overrated.
Totally.
Wow, I look like the before picture for you.
Stop. You look great. You were at my karaoke party.
Right, I was the one who didn't bring their swimsuit.
Yeah. Sorry it turned weird.
It's okay, weird's totally my thing. Oh my God. They put them in the ice too?
Yeah, come on. I know where Alden keeps her non-pop rockaholic drinks.
Thank you.
Let's go.
Padgett stares at her phone.
Hey, you.
She rolls her eyes and veers away.
Whoa, you're not even gonna say hey?
Blow me, you're Aniston's problem now.
You're still mad about that? That was like 2 weeks ago. Hey,
dude,
hey.
What the hell?
Sorry, I had something else to tell you.
What?
I don't know. That I'm sorry, and that she was right.
Who?
Aniston. She said that I wasn't over you, and that's the truth. We belong together, Hatch. Now, come on. These nominations are on Monday, all right? If we win prom king and queen, our followers would go crazy.
I don't care. Oh, and by the way, there are no mean streets of Pally. You live on the same block as Gwyneth Paltrow.
She slaps his drink away.
Oh, man. You spilled my watermelon. It was the last one. Now all they have is mango. I hate mango. It's a terrible flavor.
Hey, is everything okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I just spilled my drink. But I was thinking about going to get another one, though.
Bryn smiles.
Any chance you want to come with me?
Sure.
Go.
Cameron takes a picture of Nisha and Quinn sitting together.
Okay, enough pictures for you. I mean, no one's going to see them anyways. I have a better idea. Come on.
Oh, photo booth? Seriously?
Come on. I want to see your duck face.
Padgett drags him into a photo booth.
Now, show me what you got.
He looks at her.
Come on, you're not supposed to look at me, you're supposed to pose.
Sorry, I guess I'm just, you know, mesmerized by watching you disfigure yourself.
So you're repulsed.
Oh, totally. But it must be so hard to make yourself look terrible when you're naturally so, you know.
What?
Beautiful.
She smiles and leans toward him.
All right, everyone, let's gather by the big cake to sing Alden. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday to you!
Get away from me, asshole!
Bryn runs outside.
Hey, Bryn, what's going on?
Why are you making such a big deal out of this? It was nothing.
You call that nothing?
Wait, what happened? What did he do?
Dude, she's so overreacting.
You shut up.
He asked me if I wanted to get a drink, so I said okay. And then we went into this big room with a pool table and we're just kissing.
See? No big deal.
But then he started going for more, so I bonked him with the pool ball.
Yeah, which hurt, by the way.
Frickin' piece of shit.
What? Come on, don't tell me she's your girlfriend.
No, she's my little sister, you idiot. And if you ever touch her again...
What, you wanna go? You wanna go, man? Let's go. Let's get it.
Why'd you just take off your shirt?
I don't know. That's for me to know and for you to find out.
What?
No, Cameron, come on.
He is not worth it.
No, not this time.
Cameron, please.
Cameron sets down his camera and faces Jordan.
If you ever go near my sister again.
What?
Cameron dodges a punch from Jordan. He ducks under a second swing. He kicks Jordan's leg, then slams a foot into Jordan's chest.
Yes! Oh, classic Johnny Wang move.
The hell was that?
I'm pretty sure that was me kicking your ass.
Multiple cell phones record the fight as Cameron circles. Jordan raises his fists. Jordan jabs. Cameron dodges. Jordan lunges. Cameron pushes him into the crowd.
Yes, Paula! Cameron, that's enough!
Back in there, bro.
Oh, well, check out Captain Badass. I dare you to try that again.
Cameron holds his hands behind his back and easily dodges Jordan's fists. Cameron kneels and throws Jordan over his shoulder.
Yes! I wasn't ready for that! I need another tank! Stop cheering!
Cameron, that was amazing.
Let's go get the truck.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, you're not leaving, are you?
Yeah, I think you should. But don't forget your camera.
No!
Jordan chucks it into the pool. Cameron jumps in after it.
Not now, Mom and Dad!
Cameron, are you okay? Let me help! Cameron!
Cameron stalks off. Paget follows.
Cameron! Cameron, wait!
What do you want?
I just want to make sure you're okay. You were going to leave.
An asshole just hit on my sister and ruined my mother's camera. What would you like me to do?
Cameron, the way you stood up to Jordan back there, people were impressed.
Who? The valedictorian? The head cheerleader? The captain of the lacrosse team?
Kelly doesn't have a lacrosse
team. What am I doing here, Paget? I mean, why after 4 years did you suddenly start talking to me?
I don't know. Maybe there's just a sense there was more to you than what you let everyone see.
And what if I like it that way?
Well, then, that really breaks my heart.
He tightens his lips and walks away.
Cameron, please.
Broken heart, huh? Looks like someone moved on from Jordan pretty quick.
I moved on from Jordan the second we walked into that trailer.
And now you're falling for our little project?
It's not like that. I'm just worried about him, okay? That's all. You saw what happened.
You mean your +3 freak parade who ruined my birthday? Yeah, it was kind of hard to miss. Look, if you want to welch on our bet now, I understand. I mean, the guy's a bigger train wreck than we expected.
No. We're still on.
Paget jogs away. Alden grins. Inside, she taps at a house alarm console. She crosses the room, kicking at trash. Someone lies on the sofa under a throw blanket. Alden reaches for the blanket. Jordan emerges. She gives him a little wave.
Great party.
Thanks, but it's kind of been over for a while.
No party's over until I say it's over. Come on, Cali High, let's rock!
He looks around at the empty room.
Oh, it is over.
Yeah.
Where's my shirt?
Who needs shirts?
She pushes him gently onto the sofa.
Okay.
Paget sits at her vanity in a loose red crew neck top with the word grateful. She wipes at her face with a cosmetic pad. Her eyes glisten. She turns on a ring light and sets up her cell phone.
Hey, guys. So, the rest of tonight didn't go so great. Well, it started out fun. You know, I talk a lot here about self-improvement. Your looks, your attitude. But I'm starting to think that who you choose to surround yourself with is so much more important.
A text appears. Party's gone viral. Paget grabs her phone and stares at it. Footage of the fight appears, with comments like #JVD and #birthday #brawl. A text from Jessica reads, "Just saw #CamJordan beatdown. We could be talking soon. Love ya." Paget smiles. Under the bright sky, Cameron walks near the school. A student offers him a high five. Others pat his back and bump his fist. A girl in goth black with a shaved head accosts him.
Hey, I'm Celeste. Just wanted to say that while I reject the whole idea of the prom court as an antiquated heteronormative construct, if I didn't, you'd totally have my vote.
Your vote for what?
She sneers and turns away.
Hey, Queller. Dude, some Saturday night, huh? Mr. Prom King nominee?
What?
Did you not see?
Cameron Kuehler for Prom King? That's ridiculous.
Attention, Earthquakes. Here are the prom court nominations. For King, we have Jordan Van Drennan and Cameron Kuehler?
Tanya, is this a joke?
Okay. I am told that Cameroon is an actual student, so congratulations to him and to our third nominee, Sebastian Wu.
Sebastian pumps his bandaged hand.
Yes! Oh, I'm the king of the school!
It is so fitting that they would butcher your name. Could you imagine if you actually ran for prom king?
A convertible rolls past. Jordan stands up in it, waving at passing students. Cameron eyes him intently.
Yeah, maybe I can.
Padgett strolls with her phone.
Sawyer, Alden, and Jordan?
They kiss.
What the hell is going on?
JVD out.
You know how you were running for prom queen unopposed? Not anymore.
Padgett can't say it loud. Alden Pierce will make you proud.
A group of girls wears Alden for prom queen shirts.
You're running against me?
Oh, please. Don't look so surprised. I know all the same people you do. The only difference is I didn't just hemorrhage 94,000 followers.
Oh, my God. You've been planning this all along.
What are you talking about?
That day in Jordan's trailer. The video.
What about it?
You were holding the camera. My entire life was falling apart.
Quinn walks up.
And you didn't press stop. You let it happen because you knew you were gonna run.
Okay, yeah, maybe I did. So what? Don't act like you wouldn't have done the same thing.
But I thought we were friends.
Yeah, well, things aren't always the way they seem. And you would know, right? Yeah, that's right. You can drop the act. We know you're poor.
Stop.
Please. Did you really think you were fooling us? I mean, your mom's a nurse. You can't afford a car. You live in that dumpy little shack on Clinton.
Alden.
Yeah, that's right. We know you don't live at the Palisades Lofts.
How long have you known?
I don't know. Like a year, maybe? We didn't say anything because we didn't want to hurt your feelings. But don't worry, your secret's safe with me. If I want it to be. Guess it's game on, bubble girl.
Alden brushes past Padgett.
Clap your hands, say it loud. Alden Pierce will make you proud. Clap your hands, say it loud. Alden.
Padgett turns to Quinn.
I'm so sorry. I only lied because I thought if I told the truth that you guys wouldn't like me anymore. And I was embarrassed.
I don't care at all, okay? I swear I had no idea she was planning this.
I don't get it. It's like she's suddenly this whole different person.
Is she, though? Maybe we're just now seeing who she really is.
What do you mean?
I heard she quit the dance team, and now she's starting her own squad with Jordan.
Unbelievable.
Quinn checks her phone.
Wow, look at you. Who is it?
Nothing. It's stupid.
Really? Then why are you blushing?
I'm not blushing. It's just a funny text.
A stupid funny text from...
Nisha?
Cue! That's amazing. I thought I saw you guys talking at the party.
Yeah, she's pretty great. I was actually thinking about asking her to prom.
No way. Oh my God, that's so great. You guys be so cute together. So, how are you gonna ask her?
Hey,
Cameron approaches.
You got a sec?
Go, I'll talk to you later.
I didn't think you were talking to me anymore.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I got really pissed off, but you didn't do anything. There's actually something I wanted to talk to you about.
Hey, you, my man, are a rock star, an inspiration. Do you want to hear a poem?
Cameron stares at Sebastian.
Sure. Cameron Queller, interstellar, stood up to the dick, made it stick. Cameron 1, Jordan 0. King Cameron, you're my hero. Fight the power, man.
They fist bump.
That was great.
Sebastian winces.
Worth it.
He departs.
Okay. Can you believe all this prom BS?
I know. Pretty cool, right? I mean, what do you think?
Well, that's actually what I wanted to talk to you about. But now I'm late for art history. Is there any chance you could come over after school? There's actually something I wanted to show.
Sure. I'll be there.
Cool.
Bye.
She grins and squeezes her eyes shut. At Cameron's house.
So this whole prom king thing, can't believe you're actually into it.
Well, I'm not, really. But I do hate Van Dranen.
I mean, guys like him crap all over everyone and somehow still end up on top.
Not this time. Not if I have anything to do with it.
I sounded confident.
Because I am. And after Alden's party, you have some serious traction. But you're going to have to let people see the real Cam Queller.
Well, speaking of the real me.
Right this way.
They enter a red-lit room. Photos hang all over the walls and dangle from lines.
Wow, I cannot believe you have your own dark room.
Yeah, it was my 14th birthday present.
So you've been taking pictures your whole life then?
Kinda. Used to be more of a hobby, but No, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I can spend my entire life in this room.
Cameron, these are amazing. So why are you letting me see them now?
Well, you want to stop asking.
I figured this was the only way to get you to stop.
Well, you are very talented. I mean, look at this one.
Oh, she drops a stack of photos.
Oh my God, I am so sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
Really?
They kneel.
You know you could totally make money at this, right?
You know I don't care about money.
Or not, but keeping your talent locked away, what are you hiding from?
You know, I could ask you the same question.
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm talking about this.
He gently tucks back her hair.
And, this.
He wipes off her lipstick.
These.
Not the eyelashes. They're glued on pretty tight.
They gaze into each other's eyes. They share a tender, lingering kiss. Paget pulls back slowly.
Listen, Cameron, there's something I need to tell you.
And I need to tell you something, too.
Okay.
Well, you asked me why I invited you here. And I don't even let my own grandmother in here.
Really?
Yeah, which is why she probably thinks I'm running a meth lab.
So then why am I here?
Because I trust you.
Paget's smile fades. She rises.
Okay. Well,
you okay?
Totally. I need to go. Besides, I've wasted enough of your time.
Well, I wouldn't put it that way exactly.
No, that's not what I meant. I have somewhere to be. Call you later?
Yeah, sure.
Paget flees. Cameron stares after her. Bryn perches with her laptop at the kitchen counter. Grandma sits in her armchair.
Hey, you got a second?
Yeah. Why?
I just kind of wanted your advice on something.
If it isn't the Fountain of Truth coming to get help figuring out the world of bullshit.
Yeah, funny.
Here's the deal. Things with Paget may have gotten a little more complicated than I thought.
Okay, complicated good or complicated bad? Because the other night at that party, I was definitely sensing chemistry. Oh, wait. Did you guys hook up? Oh my God, you did!
No, we didn't hook up. We kissed.
I knew it! Oh my God, this is huge! So did you ask her to prom? I mean, it totally makes sense if you guys go together. And what if you win king and queen? How amazing would that be? It'd be like Callie's own royal love story. And you're the princess!
Yeah, whoa. Yes, I thought about asking her, but after we kissed, things just kind of got weird.
Of course they did. It's fine. First kisses can be awkward. First time having sex, that can be even weirder.
So was the last time. Because you never know if it's gonna be your last.
Oh, wait, you've never had sex?
Yeah, but I know things, though. Like this. If you're worried about whether you should ask Paget or not, just ask yourself one question.
Okay, what's that?
Who kissed who first?
Actually, she kissed me first. So I should ask her to prom then.
Yeah. But you can't just ask, okay? It's lame. You have to prompose.
What the hell is that?
Girls in shorts and bikini tops wash cars outside the school. Alden wipes a cloth over a car's hood. Paget stands nearby with her phone in hand. Quinn approaches her.
Hey.
Still no word from Cameron?
No, he must think I'm such a freak. I mean, I practically sprinted out of there. He had the nomination. I mean, why did I have to screw it up by kissing him?
I do have one theory.
Yeah?
You really like him, Paige. And when you like someone, the other stuff just doesn't matter as much.
I do like him.
Yeah.
They hug.
And something tells me you might not have screwed up as much as you think you did.
What do you mean?
Cameron holds a large photo of Paget with the word prom.
Oh my God, Cameron!
Bryn records.
I know this isn't usually my style, obviously, but,
Alden walks over.
What do you think?
I think yes!
Sorry, I hate to interrupt this adorable moment, but Paget, do you think there's something you should tell Cameron first?
Alden, what are you doing?
Leave her alone, Alden.
Shut up, Quinn.
What's going on?
Paget, do you want to tell him or should I?
What's she talking about?
It's what I was trying to tell you yesterday. It's actually funny. After Jordan and I broke up, I lost my sponsorships, my college money. So I panicked.
Yeah, she's not lying.
Total meltdown.
Yeah, thanks to you, Alden.
So I made a bet with Alden that I could take some person and make them over.
Some person? What kind of person?
Can we please just talk about this in private?
No, what kind of person, Paget?
The biggest loser we could find so she could turn him into prom king.
But that was before.
So I was a bet?
No,
I was a fucking bet.
Paget nods. Alden looks from one to the other.
You can all go to hell. Let's go.
He strides away.
Yikes. That was hard to watch.
Alden shrugs and strolls off. At home, Paget irons a red dress with her phone tucked between her ear and her shoulder.
Hey, it's Cameron. Leave a message. Or don't.
Cameron. It's me. Again. I know I covered this in the 800 texts you haven't returned, but...
Her mom enters.
I'm so sorry, and I just want to make sure you're okay.
He's still not answering?
No, but can you blame him?
No, but right now I'm a little bit more worried about you. You and your god-awful ironing. Please let me do that, please.
You know, I convinced myself that I did my post because I cared about my followers, but maybe I was just doing it for myself, to get money and get popular. Maybe I'm just a fraud.
Honey, I happen to know for a fact that you're not a fake. You're a truly kind and caring person.
But I hurt someone, Mom. I mean, I really hurt him.
All right, yeah. You screwed up. But it's only a mistake if you don't learn from it.
I just don't even know what to do anymore. I mean, if I win tomorrow night, I'm gonna have to go in front of all these people and...
And be yourself.
But what if I don't even like who that is anymore?
Listen. I know it feels like that right now. I do. But the Paget Sawyer that I know, the kind, sweet, generous, sure, stubborn girl that I've known for 18 years, well, she gets lost now and again. We all do. But she always finds her way back.
Her mom holds up the sparkly red prom dress. Paget fights back tears and hugs her mother. At the stables, Cameron grooms Gilly.
Oh, Gilly. I thought you were a good judge character.
Paget zips her mom into a black sequin dress.
All right. How do I look?
Gorge. You're going to be the queen of the chaperones.
Thank you. It looks like my car is here. All right, put your dress on. I'll see you there. Okay.
Quinn calls from the limo she shares with Nisha.
So you're really going to go through with this?
I mean, I know I'm not going to get what I want. So at least this way, I have a chance to make things right with Cameron.
Ha! Wanna bet?
Too soon.
Nisha, I know you don't trust me. I mean, he's your best friend. But I think I've really fallen for him. So I have to try.
You have one big problem. There's no way that dude is going to prom.
Yeah. So I guess that means there's only one person left to ask.
Bryn sits with her grandmother. Her phone displays a call from Paget.
Screw off, Bubble Girl.
Okay. A little harsh.
But I have to ask.
Is he okay?
I don't know. He's at work.
And why do you keep calling me? Aren't you supposed to be at prom?
Yeah, like half an hour ago, but...
I have a really important favor to ask.
Tell me why in the hell I should help you.
I can't, and...
I know you two have lost so much
more than me. I've lost a lot.
Recently. I lost...
my self-respect. I lost my college fund.
I lost my friends. But the only thing I truly care about losing is your brother.
At the high school.
Tonight's the big night. It turns out this year's dance presentation is now going to be a dance competition. I don't know what that means, but it's the committee's decision, and I support them.
Cameron closes up the stable. A car pulls up.
Hey.
Bryn carries a duffel bag.
What's in the bag?
Formal wear. Or the closest thing I could find to it in your closet. Dude, it's a disaster in there. Why are there so many Skittles on the floor?
Because I spilled some Skittles.
Look, if that's for prom,
I know what you're gonna say, okay? And I get it. Paget screwed up. What she did was mean and selfish and wrong.
Yes, exactly. So why are you here?
Because, Cam, I've missed you.
But I'm right here.
No, I mean, like,
I miss the way you used to be, you know, before Mom. Like, ever since you've been with Paget, okay? You've been back. You've been smiling again, and you've been happy, and I just feel like the first time since we moved here, I don't know, I have my brother back, and don't lose her, Cam. We lost Mom, and there's nothing we could have done about that, but now you have a choice, so just don't lose her, okay?
Cameron puts his arms around her. Paget enters the prom in her long red dress with a thigh-high slit. She passes Alden and Jordan posing for the photographer. Quinn grabs Paget.
There you are. Thank God. We need you to start the dance.
Big night, huh? What do you want, Alden?
Well, nothing.
I just noticed you didn't bring Cameron, so...
He's not coming, okay? You win the bet.
And when are you going to become a permanent loser?
I'll get it done as soon as I can. Happy?
I'll be happier when I get my crown. And oh, hope you like the new choreography me and Jordan came up with.
Cali High Earthquakes, it's time to report to the stage for your annual dance presentation.
This is it. Let's go, Jordan. It's time.
Come on, guys. Come on. If you put your TikToks down, you have a chance to see some people dancing in real life. It's going to be great.
We have some weird-ass traditions at this school.
The principal watches from the stage as Paget and a squad of students begin a synchronized dance. They smack their behinds in turn and shuffle to each side. An opposing squad approaches with Jordan front and center and Alden near the back. One boy does a backflip. They dance facing Paget's group. Paget's group stomps and throws up their hands. Alden and Paget eyeball each other as the groups change places. Jordan and two others kneel. Three boys leap over them. The three boys turn, then scoot backwards. Alden struts out to the front. Paget's group faces her, energetically throwing down their arms and hopping from side to side. The groups change places again and face off. Like a panther who ordered the private dancer. Alden and her group do a pop and lock move, then turn their palms up and circle their hands. Paget and her group gracefully extend their arms forward. Two boys slide out in front and crab walk. They leap sideways across the floor, then jump to their feet. Alden scowls. Paget and her team shake their behinds, then stomp in a circle. The two groups break up and split into lines, facing each other. Opposing dancers lightly shove each other. Paget beckons to Alden. They face off, throwing their hands and getting in each other's faces. Other pairs face off around the dance floor. The two teams pose. On stage, the principal walks over to a kid in a hoodie.
Hi, Scoop, sorry, hi. We hired a DJ for this thing, and they said he was over here somewhere.
Oh, actually, that's me.
You're the DJ, great. Where's your stuff?
My stuff?
Yeah, your equipment, your turntables, your jog wheel, crossfader, your tracker scratch.
Dude, I have no idea what any of that stuff is.
Are you telling me we paid you $4,500 for your phone?
Yeah, kinda.
You know that's more than I make in a month?
Well, I know that now.
Hey, so no sign of Cameron?
No, and if he doesn't get here soon, it's gonna be too late.
It already is. Principal Bosch is about to announce court. You sure you still wanna do this?
Yes. If I win, I need you to live stream on your phone and then go on this app on my phone and press the red button.
How can I do both? Just give me the phone.
Hello, hi. Hey, 1, 2, 3, eyes to me. Come on, bring it in. Bring it in, it's the big moment. I know this is live streaming, but if you put your phones down, it's actually happening right here in front of you. Look, I know this means a lot to some of you, so let's get through it so we can be done. All right, your 2021 Cali High Prom King is Jordan Vendre! Congratulations to Jordan. So humble, isn't he? Just want to
slap his face. I'm kidding. I would never slap a student. Not till after they graduate.
But he's not going to graduate, so it's fine.
Okay. Here you go, big guy. So proud. Enjoy your moment of glory.
Jordan takes the mic, wearing a crown. Alden smiles.
It's Jordan Vandrani, baby!
Is that it?
Yeah, bro.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
I just want the microphone.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah. All right, yes! Well, that was fun. Moving right along. You're 2021 prom queen. The woman voted to a forcible dance with the guy behind me. No. Keep it on. Keep it all on. We have all seen plenty of your nipples.
Jordan pulls his jacket back on.
All right, you're 2021 prom queen. In the closest vote we've had in a very long time. Paget Sawyer.
Paget smiles and grips Quinn's hand. Alden scowls. Paget walks to the stage. Quinn follows and stops at the edge, phone in hand.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Really beautiful.
Paget's mom applauds. Quinn live streams. Pictures of Paget appear on screens by the stage.
This is me.
Paget in a floral dress.
And this is also me.
Pursing her lips.
And this is me too.
Paget poses with Jordan.
But I'm going to let you guys in on a little secret. It's all fake. Because the truth is, this is the real me.
A photo of a scowling Paget in bed.
And so is this.
Zit's daughter forehead.
Let's not forget about this one.
The bubble girl photo.
Yep, that is snot coming out of my nose. But here's the thing. For the last 4 years, I've been so busy selling myself on social media, putting out this image of who I wanted people to think I am. This perfect person with perfect makeup, perfect clothes, perfect grades, the perfect boyfriend.
Jordan smirks.
And trust me, nothing could have been further from the truth. I even lied about where I live.
She looks at her mom.
We all do it. In our own way. Like someone special once told me.
She looks at Quinn's camera phone and squares her shoulders. The candid photo of Paget at the train station appears on the screens.
He said, high school's just a bunch of scared people pretending to be something they're not. And that can be true, especially when we're at our worst. But it doesn't have to be that way. That's the lesson he taught me.
Her eyes search the room.
I only wish I didn't have to lose him to learn it.
She removes the prom queen crown and hands it to the principal.
Sure.
Alden scurries on stage.
Second place coming through. Make some room. Second place. I'll take it. I mean, if she doesn't want it, then I'll take it.
Excuse me, Miss Pierce. You actually came in fourth.
No, I demand a recount.
There's no need. You actually lost by a lot.
Please leave the stage. Thank you.
All right. So the runner-up and your 2021 prom queen is a write-in candidate. Her name is Celeste Straczynski. Is there a Celeste Straczynski here?
Celeste drops her plastic cup. She wears a black top hat with bones on it as she takes the stage.
Your hat.
She removes it and the principal places the crown on her buzzed head. She holds it on with one hand and approaches the mic.
All right, let's do this.
She backhands Jordan.
Suck it!
Paget hugs her mom. Nisha and Quinn approach.
Paget!
All right, I'm gonna take off.
Wait, you're fun. Where are you going?
Home.
Come on, stay with us. I officially forgive you.
No, I'm done here, but you guys have fun though.
Paget leaves.
Well, I'm still here and why do I know this song?
Paget's mom shimmies.
Kiss me.
She dances off. Quinn and Nisha follow. Paget walks outside. A message from Cameron reads, I really liked your speech. Paget, oh, you were watching the feed? Cameron, are you kidding? My phone's a piece of crap, remember? Cameron rides Gilly across the lawn. He approaches the smiling Paget. He dismounts.
Hey.
Cameron, how...
I may have had a little help.
Bryn waves near a horse trailer.
I mean, I would have rode him all the way here, but I think I would have gotten arrested on the 405.
I meant what I said. I'm gonna start being honest about who I am. From now on, I swear.
Okay, well, if we're being honest, there is one thing in your speech that you got wrong.
What was it?
You never really lost me.
They move closer. A call from Jessica.
Seriously?
She declines it.
I'm done with her.
Thank you.
Now, where were we?
Paget grabs the lapels of his denim jacket. They share a long kiss. Bryn jumps up and down. So kiss me. Cameron takes Paget in his arms and they begin to dance. Kiss me. Inside, Alden sits frowning at the edge of the dance floor. Jordan sits beside her, staring at the crown in his hands. Celeste dances with two guys. Sebastian throws up his hands. The principal breaks into hesitant, stiff dance moves up on the stage. Paget's mom glances at him. His moves grow more confident. Students cheer him on. The principal sticks out his tongue and twirls. He frames his eyes with his fingers, then smacks his own butt. Paget's mom claps and grins. Outside, Bryn dances near the horse trailer. Paget and Cameron dance together by Gilly. Paget turns in Cameron's arms and they kiss, then keep dancing. Under a blue sky, they ride side by side on a wooded trail with mountains in the background. Paget live streams.
Good morning, guys. Guess where we are? Portugal! Hard to believe we're already 6 days into our trip. Say hi, Cameron. I just want to say thank you to all my followers who came back to me, who are so supportive of my new direction here. I hope you guys keep following us this summer because Cameron has promised to help me post photos every day along the way. So stay safe, be yourself, and I'll see you guys soon.
Black and white photos of Paget near the Eiffel Tower in a Lisbon bookstore, overlooking a canal in Venice, in an Amsterdam tattoo shop.
All right, Alden. Never say I'm someone who welches on a bet.
She grits her teeth as a tattoo artist goes to work on her left upper arm. Cameron sits in the next chair. He beams at her. They sport the word loser on their arms. Text appears, hashtag lost a bet. Audio description provided by International Digital Center. Written by Anna McLennan. Voiced by Tony Gannon. Outtakes play with the credits.
Sister again.
Damn it, I flipped.
The principal shakes a crown.
Get it!
Paget drops photos.
It's working great.
Paget purses her lips. Cameron flexes. Paget mugs with Quinn and Nisha. The karaoke DJ beatboxes.
Well, I'm still here, and I'm gonna say that again.
I mean, aren't you Catherine of the...
Paget slings manure at Cameron's mouth. She does a corny dance move. Scenes of the actors in costume appear next to their credits as they lip-sync. Directed by Mark Waters. Written by R. Lee Fleming Jr. Produced by Andrew Panay, PGA. Jennifer Gibgott, PGA. Bill Block. Executive producers, Andrew Golov, Michael J. Zampino, Thomas Zadra, Monika Lay, Nick Tran, Jessica Wong, Bob Osher, Michael LaChance, R. Lee Fleming Jr., co-producer, Jared Iacino, director of photography, John Julisarian, production designer, Maria Casso, edited by Travis Sittard, score composed and conducted by Rolf Kent, music supervisor, Matta Burrell, costume designer, Denise Wingate, casting by Chelsea Ellis Block, CSA, and Marisol Roncalli, CSA, Paget, Addison Ray, Cameron, Tanner Buchanan, Alden, Madison Pettis, with Matthew Lillard as the principal, and Rachel Lee Cook as Paget's mom, Peyton Meyer as Jordan, Isabella Crivetti as Bryn, Myra Malloy as Quinn, Annie Jacob as Nisha, he's all that. More credits roll. Copyright 2021, Miramax Distribution Services, LLC. All rights reserved. Logo, Miramax, in white block letters. Logo, Netflix, in red letters.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.